We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
Caution, baby on board.
Do we have to whisper? The baby's asleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. KDK, we welcome back KDK Television anchorwoman, who went to Florida to anchor the news down there in the Orlando area, Tampa area, and is now doing something probably you never thought you'd do. Sunny Abada, born and raised here in Pittsburgh, from the Rocks.
Yep.
Carnegie Mellon University, and with baby this morning.
With, yes, Cecilia. With this baby in my arms.
She's
passed
asleep.
Out, sleeping, for now at least.
Like most of our audience.
Yeah, and Sunny, Sunny is doing the mama rock.
If I go in and out on audio, it's because I'm... No, I'll stay still.
And Andrew's with her husband. Good to have you with us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Doc. So my daughter says, oh, Sunny Abada's doing all this blogging and talking about being a mom and raising kids. And then you did that while you were anchoring the news.
Yeah.
Initially,
yeah. Well, you know, because they always say, write about what you know. And it was really... tough transition going back to work after having a couple kids. So I just started writing about it and posting it on Facebook, and the reaction was just really strong, especially from moms who had been there. So, yeah.
But enough so that you're no longer anchoring the news.
Yeah. I mean, the driving force behind me leaving was just the kids themselves.
Yeah. You got what, 23 kids now?
Yes. 23 minus 20. This is our third baby, Cecilia.
She's beautiful.
Thank you. She's 2 months. We baptized her here at St. Malachy. So.
Yeah. So that's why you're home. You came home to do the baptism.
We come home every year. So I figured we might as well, you know, baptize her here and make the best of our trip.
She's quite the traveler, even for being as young as she is.
She has flown. I was just telling you that she's been to Disney twice, Universal. She had a hotel stay for 2 nights at the Hilton down there. I mean, she's just a little trooper. She's like literally passed out over my elbow.
And how do her siblings like her?
They like her. So far, so good. There's a little bit of like forceful like poking and prodding on the face region sometimes.
That's normal.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
ages?
Is this real?
You have to monitor it, but it's normal.
But they do like...
What are your ages?
4, 2.5, and 2 months.
Yeah. Well, you got your hands full. Well, we're going to come back. We'll have a lot of time to talk about what it is you do now.
Okay.
And how that's really taken off.
And a couple of Sunny your blogs.
Sunny Abada in studio with husband and baby. You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway, and there is something about home. Sunny Abada wrote this in her blog. The hills, the bridges, the smells, the skyline, the goodness of so many people there. They are all etched in me, small parts of my soul that reawaken when I return.
Wow.
That
Who
sounds
knew?
Kind of serious. Who knew I had that kind of depth?
So, Sunny.
Just kidding.
You grew up here.
I did.
I say the Rocks.
Yeah, my whole family's from McKee's Rocks. Yeah. And still there. And Robinson.
Anybody I ever met from the Rocks, I never forgot.
That's a good thing, and maybe also not a good thing.
That and Brookline.
Oh, there you
go.
There
are so many people from the Rocks and Brookline.
We're
there
tough,
must be
good people.
2 million people from the Rocks and Brookline.
It is shocking, too, when you move outside of even of the city to see how many people are not only from Pittsburgh, but these little small places that you call home, too. So a lot of Rocks people out. A lot of good Rocks people out
and
there.
And for those who are listening right now on the radio, what you're not seeing is that Sunny is holding Cecilia, who is fast asleep, draped over her arm, looking very much like a rag doll.
Jeez.
And Sunny is doing the mama rock to keep her asleep at this point.
She only sleeps on me for some reason.
Fairly typical.
Mean, yeah, and she's 2 months, so she's still... Oh, she did the baby startle there.
Oh.
But usually when I set her down, she'll wake up, so I thought it was best to not chance it.
So what was your first year at KDK TV?
Oh, gosh. 2003 I started.
And you were at KDK for how long?
7 years.
So almost, then you went to Orlando.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on the air for 7.5 years there.
Now,
and
let me
you
ask
met
you a question.
Husband.
And there's Andrew, my husband.
Was Andrew. Was Andrew the reason that you went to Orlando, or did Andrew come after the going to Orlando?
He was part of the reason, for sure. I mean, I got the job offer. I was looking there. My sister was in the city. So
right.
I got the offer. It was a great offer. It was too good to pass up, and he was there, too. It was like the perfect confluence of things. So
you let him believe he's the reason you moved to Orlando, is that right?
So here you are on television doing what you do, and then you start, because you know all of us on the air are encouraged to blog, post, tweet, Facebook, and that's, I assume, how you got started.
Yeah, I mean, I was just going on Facebook and writing about what was happening as a new mom, and there's a lot of ups and there's a lot of downs. And not bad downs, but
especially a working mom.
Especially a working mom, yes, on a really strange shift. So I just started posting this stuff because, you know, I can't be anything but honest about that experience. And people related. I think any mom, no matter if you're working or not, I mean, the struggles of the first few months are very real in motherhood.
Yeah, and you write about it in a very real way.
Thanks, like talking about getting a minivan.
I love that column,
that just
by
happened.
The way.
It was called, heck yeah. Well, it was called something else. We got a minivan.
Hell yeah.
We got a minivan. Because Andrew and I were looking at this, you know, Chrysler Pacifica, and all of our friends were like, dude, you can't do it, especially to him.
You can't.
I was like, this thing is going to make our life so easy. We have to do it. I don't care what people think. And so we laughed. We got it, and it has made our lives better.
Well, when you've got three kids under 5 years old, yeah, you kind of need
you
that.
You do.
Yeah,
you it has the TV screens. It has, you know, their own little captain's chairs. We go in there. I go to the drive-through and let them watch a movie for an hour, and I just drive. It is the best hour of the day. I sit there. I talk on the phone.
So
they watch their movies.
You got so involved in doing this that you literally left the television business to be a mom and to blog.
And to write, yeah. I mean, I made the decision a little bit before, but realized that writing to me was always my first passion, so I wanted to continue that. And so when I left, I just put up my website, sunnyabata.com, and I just have been posting there. And it's so fun. I'm
now,
just hearing from
you hear
so many
from
cool people.
All over
yeah,
the country?
Yeah, you do get feedback.
Yeah, I do. And especially when you post it on the blog itself and you link it through Facebook so they can comment on Facebook. And that's where the community is kind of really starting to build. A lot of moms just like, you know, totally get where you're coming from. And it's just a lot of support. And it's been really fun.
So when you get reaction, do you respond to the respondents?
Yeah, I try to. I mean, on Facebook, at least,
right.
You know, there's a commenting sort of part under section under each blog post online, right. Too. So I always respond to that, too. But
do they ask you for advice?
I sure hope not. no, I mean, you know, I think it's more commiserating at this point. We're all kind of like in it together. And hey, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. And I posted one recently about, you know, the importance of being real to other moms and kind of shooting them straight, because it can be a little tough at times. And the last thing you want to hear is a lie about how easy it is when it's not. And I got a really strong reaction to that one and some really funny stories on Facebook that
but
people were sharing.
Let's not leave the wrong impression here.
No, it's
you
wonderful.
Love
I
being
love
a
it.
Mom.
Yeah, it's the best thing I have ever done. I mean, I've wanted kids always, but never really was like, oh, yeah. And now I have three. Never thought I was going to have three. And it's been the best thing ever. They're hysterical and they're really sweet.
Hysterical is right. I mean, at the rarest moments, all of a sudden something happens.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the diaper blowouts will happen when the tantrum is happening, when you've run out of wipes, when you're stuck at a red light, when the baby's... I mean, it's all we laugh about it, Andrew and I, all the time. It's
so
just,
what does Andrew do?
What do you do, babe?
Andrew, I mean, right now he's the cameraman.
He's Facebook live.
He's the best. He's really hands-on. In fact, when I was working, he put Sam, our firstborn, to sleep every night because I was too far from the station to do that.
That's good bonding.
He did, yeah. He gave him a bottle. He got him down for 7 months in a row by himself. And that's big for a newborn and a dad to do.
Yeah, but let's not make it sound like dads don't do that a lot. I mean,
yeah,
this day
true.
And age,
this
dads are just as involved with the kids
that's
as moms
what my mom
are.
Says. She said, I don't know how you guys got so lucky. I don't think your dad ever changed a diaper. And here Andrew is like, I mean, he can run the show when he has to. So he's awesome.
Turn around, Sonny. There's Marty Griffin. He's live on Facebook Live. He is.
This is so very meta. Like
we're live. We're live on sunnyabata.com. And then we're live on KDK Radio, all on Facebook, too. And look at Marty. Marty's chiming in on our stuff.
Got to ask, any chance you come back to Pittsburgh?
Oh, I don't know. I would love to. I have to say, every part of me still loves everything about this town. But yeah, for now, we're in Orlando. And
it never goes away.
It doesn't.
Yeah, you're right down the road from the mouse.
Well,
yeah.
We are so
it's wonderful.
Happy that you came in, and good luck with...
Thank you, and thank you guys so much.
SonnyAbatta.com. That's A-B-A-T-T-A. There's Marty Griffin horning in
hey,
on
Marty.
Our talk. Andrew, thank you. We appreciate it.
And welcome home.
Tell
thank
everybody
you.
We said hello,
I
especially
will.
Your dad, who I run into occasionally.
Yes, yes. And I just want to say thank you to everyone in Pittsburgh who's been so supportive of my new blog. I mean, there's nothing like a Pittsburgh person.
Blog on.
And I love you guys.
Blog on. Thanks, Sonny.
Thanks, guys.
We love yins, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.